see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this Wednesday, January 7th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you've never texted me before, let me know where you're listening to 97.7 FM. I greatly appreciate it. Just text me your first name and city, and that you're listening to 97.7 FM in our listening area. Greatly appreciate it if you do that. And then store and save my number in your phone as Trucker Randy, 231-360-5140. This year, 2026, will be historic. At no other time ever has the state of Michigan held a statewide election of positions alongside both for governor and U.S. history, U.S. Senate in our history. U.S. Senate race with a governor's race, guess what? Never happened. In 187 years of statehood, how is that even possible? Well, first of all, let's start here. Michigan voters didn't pick their U.S. senators at the ballot box in the general election until 1918. Why is that? Well, that's because in 1913... Federal Reserve was created, income tax was created, and the amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which changed the election of our U.S. senators from state legislators electing the U.S. senators to represent their state in Washington, was changed to put it on the ballot by the general population. So that didn't start until 1918. In 1910, 1912, and 1916, the state held a U.S. Senate primary election, but the legislature eventually picked the senator from the nominees that the voters selected in the primaries. Back in 1918, between Republican Truman Newberry and Democrat Henry Ford, yes, the Henry Ford, was the race to succeed the retiring U.S. Senator William Alden Smith. After that, Michigan has held 35 U.S. Senate elections. Only 5 of the 35 featured 2 major party candidates who were not currently the office holders. Those years were 1936, 1976, 1994, 2014, and then 2024. Well, in each of them, an incumbent governor was running for re-election. Very, very, very interesting historical review of our elections here in the state of Michigan. But why has there been relatively few open U.S. Senate elections? We're going to get into that. We'll continue with the story on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing on with this history lesson, this news story. First open Michigan governor and U.S. senator in our state's history. Again, we didn't start voting by the general population for U.S. senators until 1918. Well, why has there been so relatively few open U.S. Senate elections? Only 5 of the 35 have featured 2 major party candidates who are not incumbents. Senators in Michigan tended to keep running until they either lost or died. Senator Newberry, back in the 1930s, was chased out of office by his U.S. Senate colleagues for blowing through campaign funding limits. Since then, only 3 U.S. senators have retired voluntarily at the end of a term: Don Riegel, Carl Levin, and Debbie Stabenow. Well, as of December 31st this year, U.S. Senator Gary Peters will be the 4th U.S. senator from Michigan to retire early. Now, it's very interesting because former U.S. Senator James Cousins would have been added to this list. However, he died 10 weeks before his term ended. Cousins had sought re-election back in 1936, but was defeated in the primary by former Governor Wilbur Brucker. So here's the bottom line. From 1919 to 2026 this year, only 18 people have served as U.S. senators from Michigan. U.S. Senators Gary Peters and Elisa Slotkin are currently serving. Again, 3 of these senators retired. Newberry resigned under pressure, and 7 of them lost re-election bids, or 5 died in office. 18 U.S. senators. That's it. Since we started electing the senators in 1918. Well, by contrast, 20 people have served as Michigan's governor since the same election year, 1918. There's only been 10 open primaries where the incumbent was not running for re-election or was term limited out. Started back in 1920, 1926, 1930, 1934, 1946, 1960, 1982, 2002, 2010, and 2018. 2 of those, the last 2, were due to term limits. Granholm was term limited out, and it was an open race in 2010, which elected Rick Snyder. And then, of course, Snyder, 8 years later, was term limited out, where we got Gretchen Whitmer, who defeated Bill Schuette. Governor's terms were 2 years long compared to 6-year U.S. Senate terms until 1967. After the 1963 Constitutional Convention, which amended Michigan's Constitution, governors then started serving 4-year terms. Those elections occurred in opposite even number years after a presidential election. So Donald Trump was elected in 2024. The governors are going to be elected in 2026. Due to term limits, once again, Whitmer can't run. So it's going to be an open race. Well, bottom line, because of the way this has worked out, in 39 Michigan governorship elections from 1918 to 2024, but barely have a quarter of them been open runs. Why is that? Where basically it's open, no incumbents there? Well, first of all, there's several reasons. Every Michigan governor since 1918 has tried to retain the seat after their first term. Nobody has been elected one time, served one term, and then retired. However, in two cases over the last century, the sitting governor ran for their first term after having ascended to the position from lieutenant governor. Lauren Dickinson in 1940, following the death of Frank D. Fitzgerald, then in 1970, when William Milliken replaced George Romney. Why? Because Romney was appointed to the federal cabinet to serve with then President Nixon. Challengers knocking off incumbents isn't all that uncommon over the last 106 years. That's how former governors Romney, Fitzgerald, John Engler, G. Menon Williams, Kim Sigler, Harry Kelly, Murray Van Wagoner, and Frank Murphy all won their elections. That's only 8 incumbents ever losing in a general election for governor. Williams was elected to 6 two-year terms. Romney, Milliken, and Engler were all elected 3 times. That was because of term limits not being in place back during their service as governor. However, none of the 4 mentioned ascended to the position by winning an open race. Open governor's races has been very uncommon. U.S. Senate races being open, even more uncommon. The odds of these 2 uncommon events happening at the same time, very simply, has never happened. Not until this year. Very, very interesting. Why do you think we've been talking about this election being critically important to the state of Michigan? Because, number one, this has never historically ever happened before. Number two, so much is on the line. The direction of the state of Michigan fiscally and as far as conservative policy goes is at a cross in the road. Very simple. The split in the road is we go to the left and elect Democrats, or we go to the right and elect the Republicans. This is a line in the sand, folks, for our state. Because one of the most important things going forward is whether or not Donald Trump is able to finish his last 2 years as president number 47 to be able to get all the things accomplished that he wants to do. In Washington, at the federal level, if we elect a Democrat U.S. senator instead of a Republican, that could change the majority in the U.S. Senate. Our state is critically important to flip that seat from Democrat Gary Peters to a Republican. If we're able to do that, it almost guarantees that the U.S. Senate will not flip to Democrat majority. That's how critically important this race is here in Michigan. Number one. Number two, the governor. If you look at the governor candidates that are running on the Democrat side, and even the Democrat Mike Duggan, who's running as an independent, they all tend to be very, very far left in their policies. Duggan is trying to cater more to the center as an independent, but he's still basically a Democrat. So it's going to be very critical that we elect a Republican governor along with a Republican U.S. senator. We even elect a Republican-controlled House because 2 days ago, a very staunch, solid Trump-voting Republican U.S. congressman died. I believe he was from the state of Washington. Is it Washington State or Oregon? Somewhere out west. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia retired at the first of the year. That special election is not taking place until March. The Republican leadership majority in the House of U.S. Representatives right now is down. I believe it's 218 to 213. Well, it's going to be critically important that we keep the House and expand or at least maintain the Senate majority in the U.S. Senate. Donald Trump is basically on the ballot this year. Not himself running for president, but his policies and the ability for him to finish off his term without being impeached. If the Democrats take back the majority of the House as well as the U.S. Senate, Donald Trump will be impeached in the House for sure. That'll be automatic. However, he could actually be impeached in the Senate, convicted, and then have to leave office. So, something to think about, something to make sure that you talk with folks about the importance of voting this year. One of the things that we're looking at is making sure that everybody is aware of the importance of this election and being educated on the candidate. Definitely working on that. I put a voicemail into Tom Leonard yesterday. I haven't gotten a call back yet, but we hope to have him on the show to have a conversation with him and other candidates. We're going to start scheduling those in earnest next week and start having conversations with these candidates running for governor. Now, I also want to mention, I got a flyer last night sent to me. Bernadette Smith, she has launched her campaign for U.S. Senate. She is competing against Mike Rogers for that U.S. Senate candidacy. Well, she has a fundraising event happening, and she has General Mike Flynn coming to Michigan to do and attend this fundraiser with her later this month. We'll have Bernadette Smith on the show next week to talk about it. Bottom of the hour news of our